Well, my name's Dave Ward. I'm a director of the firm. We're a limited company. I'm also the plant production manager. So my responsibility is to try and make sure that all the plants are available that people see in the gardens. We have a large online mail order section as well, so we have to make sure we're stocked up. It's a thankless task almost because, you know, it's very seasonal and plants come in and out of season. But that's my job. I've worked here for 28 years. We're looking out over the gravel garden here, and I always tell people that's Beth's front garden, and just behind the actual entrance to the garden is Beth's back garden, and she lives on site. It's a very sort of tight-knit community, if you like.
How many are there of you working here?
If we counted everybody on the books, if you like, there's approaching 50 people. In the garden at the moment, there's 5 people. That's 2 full-time year-round and 3 seasonal workers. There are probably about a dozen of us on the nursery producing plants, looking after the customers, just maintaining the plants, really.
And yourself, how did you meet Beth Chatto?
Myself? Well, I first came here in 1976, which was my first year at college. I came on what we call a study trip around East Anglia. We turned up literally, I would imagine it was somewhere around just here, about 10 yards away, in the minibus, and we were met by Beth, who sort of always tends to sort of be very stern with students, very, very forgiving of her knowledge, but she's always
serious.
Very serious with students, very intimidating to some degree.
Yeah.
But she was great. She shoo us around, and then I had a friend who came to work here, Ian Stanton. He left, and he recommended that she considered me for employment. I was at Merris Wood College, which is in Surrey, Orpiston, Surrey. Studied nursery practices, which is my interesting job really, is growing plants. I always wanted to work outside. That was my overriding goal. I didn't really mind. I didn't know what I wanted to do eventually. In those days, there was a thing called the Agriculture Training Board.
Yes.
And I went for an interview, and they said, "Have you thought of horticulture?"
Yes.
Kind of, what's that? Gardening, loosely. And then, yeah, it sounds quite interesting. So,
And you said you're interested in growing, propagating plants, and particularly Beth Chatto's known, I think, for unusual plants.
Yeah, I mean, the business used to be called Unusual Plants. I mean, you think back in the days when she started, which was sort of in the 60s, basically, there weren't that many outlets for plants. These days, there's lots of small nurseries all specialising in different things. Back in those days, there weren't perhaps the outlets and the people growing unusual plants, species plants. The plants that Beth's always very keen not to be known as Beth Chatto plants. They're the plants that we've brought together and have used in the garden here.
International plants.
I mean, many plants go back to Gertrude Jeek or William Robinson. Lots of German introductions and plants through Carl Forster.
We've got Cedric.
And in Beth's time.